Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline on a recorded line. My name's Adrian. May I have the name of the
Hey,
person you're
Adrian.
transferring?
Yes, first name is Depelsha, Depelsha. Last name Arnold. That's A-R, N as in Nancy, O-L, D as in David. And best phone number is 470-496-6849. And she needs assistance with her Depo Provera claim.
Perfect. You could go ahead and transfer over now. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Miss Arnold, he'll take you from here. Thanks so much, ma'am, for your patience.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, Miss Arnold.
Yes.
Hi, Miss Arnold. Again, my name is Adrian on a recorded line, and I'm going to go ahead and ask you a series of questions here. So, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
Correct.
And who's filing this claim? Yourself?
Yes.
Or yourself? And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm very sorry to hear that, Miss Arnold. And what is that date of diagnosis?
Diagnosis of when I
When you were diagnosed with meningioma, what was that date?
was back in it was like I'm trying to think I'm gonna say November the 22nd, 2013.
Okay, so I have for the date of diagnosis, I have 11/22/2013. Is that correct?
Correct.
To your best of your knowledge, to your best estimate. And what is your date of birth?
10/14/1984.
I have 10/14/1984. Is that correct?
Correct.
And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera by any chance?
No, I don't.
No worries. And these are going to be yes or no questions here. So, did you consume slash use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera? Yes or no?
Yes.
Did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year? Yes or no?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera to switching to prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year? So, did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year? Did you just use Depo Provera, or did you switch to
Oh
a
yes, that's the
generic?
only one. I'm sorry. That's the
No,
only one
no
I
worries.
used that Poporia. I'm
Okay.
sorry, I couldn't understand what you
No
told me. I
worries.
do apologize.
Sorry, a lot of these questions are repetitive, and a lot of these questions do say, this have the same question, but have it in a different form. So I do apologize for that as well. So is that a yes, correct?
Okay. Yes.
And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Did you use Depo Provera between January 1st of 1992 through the present date?
1992. Yes.
And what was your usage start date? When did you start using Depo Provera? What was that date? To your best estimated, guess, knowledge,
I know the month and the year. I don't exactly know the day, but it was May 2007.
May 2007. Thank you so much for that. The day we're gonna go ahead and just put one, just because I wouldn't expect you to remember the exact date, just because it has been since 2007. So we're gonna go ahead and put for usage start date, we have May 1st of 2007. Is that correct?
Correct.
And
Yes.
then your usage start date. Your usage stop date. When did you stop using Depo Provera?
August 2013.
August of 2013. So I have 8/2013. And your main injury or medical problem, you advised me that you were diagnosed with a meningioma. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And again, I'm very sorry to hear that, Miss Arnold. And can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
And your marital status?
Single.
And your first and last name for me, please.
Depelsha Arnold.
And then I'm gonna go ahead and just confirm I have everything here correctly. I have Depelsha, which is DEPELSHA, and then
Correct.
last name Arnold, ARNOLD. Is that correct?
Correct.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. And what is your social security number?
I have to give you that right now.
Yes, so you can just give me the last four, but when the attorneys do call you within the next 48 hours, you would have to give them the full social security number. I mean, it would be best to just give it to me now, just because they are going to see this form before they do call you. So they are going to review your information before calling you, just to confirm that, this is your true identity and all, just to confirm everything, so would you like to go ahead and put your full social security number?
Yes, I will. I was just asking because I don't know. You can't play with your social.
Sorry?
I said
Yeah.
I was just asking because you
Yes, of
can't
course.
play with
No,
your social.
of course. Yeah, no, I completely understand. No, your social is, your everything. But, I can guarantee this is, not a scam, and this is going straight to the attorneys, and they are only using it just to pull out, like medical records and things like that of your information.
Okay,
If
I'm ready.
okay, so whenever you're ready, I can go ahead and put it.
255-49-4678.
Just to confirm, I have 2554946. 7/8.
Correct.
That correct? Perfect. And then a primary contact email I have is depelshaarnold@yahoo.com. And then a
Yes, it
primary.
just spelled differently.
Sorry?
It's spelled differently.
What do you mean by spelling differently? Is it not
My
you?
email is spelled different. My first name is spelled different. It's the same thing, but it's just spelled different. It's DEPELSHAARNOLD@yahoo.com.
Okay, so it's without the E.
No, it has the E. It's just DEPLE. The L come before the E.
Oh, I see. L-E.
Is that what y'all have?
So I just changed it right now. So it's DEPLESHAARNOLD@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I actually had it was actually different before, but I just changed it to Depple sh well what how you would pronounce it is Depple sh Arnold at yahoo.com,
Yes.
if you would read it correctly. But yes, you switched the L and the E around. So is that your
Yes.
correct email?
Yes.
Perfect, Miss Arnold, and thank you for confirming that. And your primary phone number, would it be 470-496-6849?
Yes.
Perfect. And would that be your mobile phone number?
Yes.
And the best time of day for the attorneys to reach you, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Anytime before 3.
Okay. So which one would you like me to go ahead and put here? It gives me the option of morning, afternoon, or evening.
You can do morning.
Morning. Okay. And what is your full address?
1991 DeLo Drive, Apartment H2, Atlanta, Georgia, 30331. I'm sorry, 30311. I'm sorry. 30311.
I have 1991. And do you mind spelling your street for me, please?
DeLo is DELOWE.
And you said that was in Atlanta, Georgia?
Yes, DeLo Drive.
Perfect. I have 1991 DeLo Drive, apartment H2. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that's in Atlanta, Fulton County, Georgia. Zip code is 30311. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And what is your diagnosing doctor's name?
My diagnosed doctor name is, what his name is, I'm sorry, I just had it at the tip of my tongue.
No worries, take your time.
Dr. Matthew Gary.
Dr. Matthew Gary. And Matthew's M-A-T-H-E-W?
Yes.
And Gary is G-A-R-Y?
Yes.
Okay, and what is that diagnosing facility name called?
I had went to Emory University Hospital.
I have Emory University Hospital Midtown in 550 Peachtree Street, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia.
No, I have, it's Emory University Hospital, Clifton Road, Northeast. 1364 Clifton Road, Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia, 30322.
I have Emory University Hospital, Atlanta, 1364 Clifton Road, Northeast Atlanta.
Yes.
Perfect. So, is there two nearby? Is that what it is?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I see.
Yes, it is.
That makes sense. And then the phone number, would it happen to be the one ending in 2000?
Yes.
Perfect. And then do you have any prior cancer diagnosis by any chance?
No, I don't.
No. And what is your treating doctor's name? Is it the same as your diagnosing, or do you have a different treating doctor?
The diagnosed doctor and the doctor who did the criteria surgery is the same doctor.
Okay, but what about your treating doctor? So your medical treatment, your treating doctor, is that the same for, is it the same as Dr. Matthew Gary, or is it a different doctor?
Oh, it's the same.
At the same, okay. Let me go ahead and just put this information here. And then what about your prescribing doctor's name? Is it the same Dr. Matthew Gary, or is it a different doctor?
What you mean prescribing? What you mean?
The one that's giving you like your pharmaceuticals, your medication, like your prescribing the one that's prescribing your medication.
Yes, all of them is the same.
Okay. Thank you. And then, what's your pharmacy name?
I use a CVS pharmacy.
CVS. And then, what CVS would that happen to be on?
The one on
what
the
street?
One on Hetland. Hetland.
You said Headland?
Headland, yeah.
Would it happen to be 3030 Headland Drive, Atlanta, Georgia?
I think that's the address, yeah. That's the only one that's over there.
Okay. And then, would you like to go ahead and put any other doctor here, or you don't have to if you don't want to, but...
No.
No, no worries. And then, what about medical notes? Would you like to go ahead and put anything in your medical notes?
As far as what?
Anything that you'd like to go ahead and put down, like what, how Depo-Provera has, you know, what it's caused in your life, or, you know, how, anything you would like to go ahead and put down for medical notes, if you're allergic to anything, anything at all?
No, I'm not allergic to anything.
Okay, and then, do you have a copy of the medical records for the injured party? Do you have any medical records for yourself?
Yes, I do, and my doctor do as well to give you guys a copy if you need one.
Okay, perfect. And can you provide these medical records by mail or electronically or both?
Either way.
Okay, both. And we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So is there anyone that you'd like to go ahead and put for your emergency contact?
Yes, we can put my mom.
Your mom. And do you live with your mother?
No.
No. And what is your mom's first and last name?
Tammy Maxie.
And how do you spell that?
T-A-M-M-Y. M-A, her last name is M-A-X-E-Y.
I have Tammy Maxie, is that correct?
Tammy Maxie.
Tammy Maxie, okay. So it's T-A-M-M-Y, and then last name M-A-X-E-Y, correct?
M-A-X-E-Y, yes.
And then what is your phone number?
404. 407. 0428.
I have 404-407, and what was the last four?
0428.
Perfect. And that is your mother. So let me go ahead and just confirm that I have everything here on the agreement correctly, you know, with all the spelling and all the numbers here correct, before I send this to you via email and text message. It's going to be a DocuSign, so again, it's going to be sent to you via email and text message, and then I'm going to go ahead and walk you through it. It should only take about a minute for you to do so, and then once you go ahead and submit that, then it'll be sent over to the law firm, and then you should be receiving a call from one of the attorneys within the next 48 hours. Does that all make sense?
Okay.
Perfect. And do you happen to know your mother's email and address by any chance?
No, I don't.
No? No worries. Well, I'll go ahead and put your email and address just because it does make me require me to put something on there. So let me go ahead and do that real quick. Perfect. So let me go ahead and just double check that I have all the spelling here correctly with you. And then I'm going to go ahead and send this over to you via email and text message. So I have just to confirm. I have Depelsha Arnold. That's DePelsha Arnold. Arnold. Is that correct?
Yes.
Street address 1991 Delo Drive, Atlanta, Georgia 30311. Telephone number is 470-470-496-6849. Email address is DePelsha Arnold at yahoo.com. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Date of birth is 10/14/1984. Social is ending in 4678.
Yes.
Perfect. So I just sent that over to you via email and text message. So let me know when you receive that and go ahead and put me on speakerphone and click that link once you go ahead and receive that text message or
Is it
email.
coming from Adrian Lopez from that
Correct.
tour?
Perfect. Yes, that's
Okay.
me.
Okay,
So
it
go
says
ahead.
it's agreed to receive future.
Yes, go ahead
So what I
and
hit, yes.
click that link, and it's going to redirect you to a new DocuSign web page. Then you're going to go ahead and click continue or start, and then it's going to, you may have to click a yes button to allow consent or check a box that says I agree to use electronic records and signature, then continue. At the top right of the page, you'll see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it, and it'll direct you to your first signature field. The small yellow box, please click it and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger. Once you draw your signature inside the box, inside the margins, go ahead and click adopt and sign. And then once
Okay,
you go ahead and
hold
do that,
on. Okay, click start, and then you can hit right here. Put my draw my signature.
yeah, so go ahead and click start, and then it's going to prompt you to your first signature field. Draw your signature inside the box, inside the margins. Once you do that, hit adopt and sign. Now go ahead and hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page, and it'll direct you to all your signature fields that you need to click. And then once you get to the initial fields, it'll have you draw your initials as well and just do the same thing that you did for the signatures.
Well, it didn't say nothing about my initials. Do I need to go back up to my initials?
Okay, no, if it doesn't ask
It
for
just say
initials, then
finish.
you don't. Oh, it does say finished. Let me go ahead and double check on my end of things here. So let me go ahead and just refresh it. It says finished. It doesn't say that it's completed here on my end. Did you click submit? Did you click finish?
No, I didn't hit it yet. You want me to go ahead and hit it?
Yes, go ahead and click submit once you're done, once you've signed everything that it's asked. So just make sure your signature's inside the margins, inside the box, and then just sign wherever it needs to be signed. If it doesn't ask for the initials, then that's fine. Sometimes it doesn't ask for the initials. But let me know when you go ahead and click finish or submit.
Yeah, I did. I went on to finish.
Perfect. Yes, so it does say you have completed it here on my end. So I Thank you for that. Let me know when you have a pen and paper in hand. So I'm gonna go ahead and give you the direct line to the law firm that you're assigned to.
Okay, give me one second.
Okay, perfect. So the law firm you are assigned to is called Pulaski.
It's not
Pulaski,
wet.
which is Pulaski.
Okay.
Pulaski.
Okay.
And then that's the law firm you're assigned to, Pulaski firm, and their direct line is 909
Okay.
906
Okay.
3862.
Okay.
Again, that's 949, or sorry, no, that's 909 906 3862. And again, they should be re you should be receiving a call from them within the next 48 hours. So if they do not call you within the next 48 hours, I say go ahead and give that direct line a call. But again, they will be giving you a call in the next 2 days. But Miss Arnold, I do want to thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure speaking with you. Do you have any questions, concerns while I have you on the phone? And I'm gonna make sure to send you a text message right now so that you have my direct line if you have any questions or concerns along the way, okay?
Yes.
But as of
Okay.
right now,
No, I'm a,
go ahead.
okay. I said no, I'm okay. I don't have any questions.
Perfect, Ms. Arnold. Well, again, I do thank you for your time. Again,
Thank you.
you should be receiving a call from them within the next 48 hours. But other than that, I really hope you have a great rest of your day, okay? And happy holidays.
I want you to do the same. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Oh.